That was brilliant, that. It was a proper dogged display. But there must be a bit of disappointment there that we didn't nick it at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I am very disappointed. We set up a game plan, and it worked great. First 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we went at them. You know, and I thought, there you go, they've got it. You know, we got fortunate with a penalty, you know, not clearing our lines. I think that's been happening, you know, before I got involved. You know, keep the basics right. That should be still flying now. So, you know, we got away with that one, but then, you know, we went again. They had 10, 15 minutes in the first half where they just pegged us back a bit. And then, you know, they got going again. And then, obviously, half time 1-0, we went in, and there's still so much work to do. You know, the game's not over. And you know, we had gaskets being blown, and there's injuries, and, you know, you're patching people up and putting them back out. And, you know, it's in an ideal world, you'd have made a few subs straight away, but, you know, in them positions, you were struggling on that side. So we just want to keep the ball, but keep a bit more in the final third. Yep, it was better, but we didn't create enough. You know, we started off great. We put some great balls in early doors, you know, from the left wing back, put some great little ones in, and we were on the ascendancy. But slowly, as the game went on in the second half, we stopped doing it, and it got a bit scrappy. And they went, I can't remember, it's straight after the game, but I can't remember making the keeper make any saves. I'd have to think again later on when my mind stopped spinning. But, you know, we were comfortable.
Yeah.
Defensively, they're a big, strong team. You know, and Chris Lynch was by far the best player on the pitch. And it hurt me taking him off.
But it's funny because we had Steve Taupe on a second ago, and he said the best player was Kurt Willoughby, and I said, that's great, but you're a striker.
Yeah.
You know who Chaddy's going to say is the best player?
Chris Lynch.
Because Chris Lynch, you could tell he's been talking to you for a bit. I mean, he was a good player anyway, but some of the... He cleared out so many players there on the halfway line. And that foot race he's having with Jason Gilchrist down here, which he wins.
Which he won. And I thought he was going to punch me when he come off. And he said, I'm fine. And when he looked at me, he went, me? I'm fine.
He went down injured about five times during the game.
Yeah, I know. He's a warrior, and you need warriors. And, you know, they're about the set pieces, and they're about direct football. So you need your big lads to raise it and be big, and they were awesome. And then it's just, again, I thought we switched off on the goal, and it happens. You know,
well, I mean, they had so many throw-ins, and that was the only one that got through.
Yeah, we defended them really well. And I've just said to the lads there, you know, don't want anything negative. You know, that should have been 3 points. You know, it's not. But it's 2 undefeated.
I first interviewed you in the caretaker role, and you were saying that one thing I want is tempo. I want passing with purpose, and I want us to be competitive. We saw glimpses of that in the first half against Bradford. We certainly saw it in the second half against Bradford Park Avenue. And we've seen it all the way through this game pretty much. And that brings me to the question of Jones. Now, Jones has been a player who's... I've not seen him play well since the second half against Spennymoor last Christmas.
Right.
And he's been in and out, and you can see the promise there, but he's not really delivered on it. Today he's come back. He's slightly bigger. It's noticeable. And his passing has been...
He's a big, strong lad. First half, he was quality. He was on the ball. He was cutting them open. His little touches, giving himself space, getting out wide, getting it back. You know, on the hour, I'd have took him off because he'd ran himself into the ground.
That's the thing, he hasn't played, has he? So.
No, exactly. And that's what I said to
him
before
the game. Where's that decision come from to put him in? Because he's been on loan at Padham. He's not been playing at Padham. Where's the decision to come from?
He should have been playing. He was playing last week until, obviously, he got pulled out. I wanted somebody in there that can spy a pass and play it nice and sharp. Mike Jones does that all day. You know, he knows himself, he needs to be fitter, and he needs to work off the ball a lot harder. But, you know, I saw it today. You know, at times he drops a bit deep in the first half, so I had to push him a bit on, but he's a great talent. He's so good on the ball, and it looks a bit like he doesn't believe in himself. You know, he's so quiet, and, like, you know, believe in yourself. Look what you can do with that football. You know, you can split pass it. You've got an eye for a pass, and you can, you know, just work. He needs to up his work rate, and it'll come. That's 90 minutes will do him good there today.
Absolutely. And obviously, we've got Loneys who've joined us. I mean, what did you make of the Blackburn lads?
They got chucked in the deep end. They didn't even see us training Thursday. You know, per a great lads. They were texting me last night and this morning. You know, they give it their all. I took Mansell off because he had said he'd looking tired.
I mean, Thompson was in a game when he with Deion Charles anyway, yeah. Before the game even kicked off. You knew that was going to happen. Yeah. And that's a step up from academy football, what he's having to play there.
And he was playing wing back, and he knew where I wanted him. He knew I wanted him up here. Then he knew I wanted him in the. And he was sucking it in, and he kept going and going, and he's great on the ball. He didn't shirk, and you know he's a talent. You know he's a bit disappointed in there because he's not come away with a win, and rightly so.
I mean, heading into Chester now. I mean, you're undefeated now as you care to. We've played two decent sides so far. Chester's going to be a tricky game. I mean, what are you expecting from them? What's the injuries like? I mean, like you said, Lynch is like RoboCop.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for him to come and slap me now for taking him off still. But, you know, he sat there behind me and went, I don't think I could go any further. But he wanted to come off. He wanted to come off. And he should have come off 10 minutes before, and I just froze for 10 minutes thinking, if I leave him on, just another... You know, I wanted him to get through as much as I could, but then it could have gone on him and I'd lose him for 4 or 5 weeks. You know, he's not here next week anyway. He's missing Geisley anyway. So, you know, that'll give him a bit of rest. He's doubtful for Tuesday. He's doubtful for Tuesday. I'm trying to think about what I'd have done, but he's doubtful for Tuesday. I can't say. I'll be surprised.
Now, Tuesday then. What are you? Because this is your first away game.
It's
at a very. It's going to be a lively game. I mean, matches against Chester have always been lively affairs. I mean, what are you hoping for?
It's another hard. They're an hard-working team. It was strong. He'll work. You know. They'll try and out bully you. They'll try, you know. They're quite direct at times, but it'll be an hard game. You know, they're all hard games. It's, you know, Jono and Bernard. They'll set them up hard to beat straight away.
But last week we saw you bouncing around on the touchline, even encroaching on the field of play, which is disgraceful, Chad. If you don't mind me saying, enjoying it?
Of course I am. Of course I tried to slow down a bit in there today. A bit conscious that. I do get a bit giddy because I want every ball won, you know, and I want to pass every ball. I want to squeeze them up. I want to be in there with them pushing, and you know, I want them to just, you know, if they were, I didn't have much talent, you know, I'm not going to lie. I was a centre half. I just worked hard, you know, and I'd come win that ball. And so some of these lads with the attributes they've got, you know, I'd have loved something like that. And you know, some of the attitudes on young kids these days, but they don't work hard enough, and you see it and you think, you know, just go and work hard, you know, and you'll be even a better player. So. I don't know what I'm talking about now. What am I talking about?
You're doing well.
I'm tired.
Chaddy, well done today. I said to Torps before that it had the air of Gig Lane back in the day, and the fact that it looked like we were going to nick it at the end, and that's what it's all
great
about.
Great save at the end.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a right foot, Alice, and he's, you know, and it went offside. It was the one after it, so that would have been 2-1. And we deserved it. We deserved it for me. They were vulnerable.
Hey, onwards and upwards. And speaking of onwards and upwards, Keg is giving me daggers. So you've got to go do your TV interview.
No worries.
A big thank you for joining us.
No
and congratulations again.
You.